Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by UCAN. Perform, workout, energize. That's GenerationUCAN.com. By VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shop. By Polar, winners are made of blood, sweat, and data. By our Challenge Athletes Foundation, we sent out 3,260 grants, totaling $4.8 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport this year. And to help out, go to challengeathletes.org and check out any of our interviews on Apple Podcasts, on iHeartRadio, and Babbittville.com. As always, endurance lives here. Our next guest, really one of our favorite guys on the planet. It's amazing what he's been accomplishing. His name is Mac Johnson. Mac, how you doing?
Doing well, Bob. How are you?
I am spectacular. So I don't have a heck of a lot on your background growing up. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
And what were your sports growing up?
Growing up, I played a lot of sports. I played soccer. I did taekwondo. So I was into sports. But in the high school, I really focused on football.
In what position?
I played defensive end. Pretty small one, but played the best I could do.
And now, out of high school, were you thinking about playing pro, college football?
College was an option, but it was only for educational purposes, really, just if a scholarship was offered.
Yeah. So where'd you end up going?
I ended up going to Wofford College.
And Wofford's in, is that Tennessee?
No, Wofford's same. It's in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Oh, so it's right there. Really, so basically you stayed home.
Mm-hmm.
So talk a little bit about November 5th, 2016. What the heck happened?
So November 5th, we had gone up to Gatlinburg, Tennessee with some friends that have a retreat trip. And that night, I ended up slipping and falling off of a balcony of the cabin we had rented out. And it was a life-changing moment for me, because the next day I woke up in the hospital with doctors telling me, you know, I'd broken my spine and suffered a spinal cord injury. And at that point, I had no idea what that meant.
So when somebody says spinal cord injury, you're like, okay, I'll be laid up for what, 3-4 months? What'll happen next? I mean, did you have any experience with maybe friends who'd been paralyzed, or was this a total brand-new experience for you?
It was completely brand-new to me. I had, like you said, I had been in sports and I had been hurt before. So I thought, hey, you know, I broke my back 6 to 8 weeks. I go to rehab. I'll be back in, you know, a few months. It's no big deal. And I didn't have anybody who I knew had gone through a spinal cord injury. I knew a kid who had gotten a car accident.
Yeah.
And been in a wheelchair for about a couple months, but he ended up walking. So I was, you know, it was really foreign to me. I was like, oh yeah, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, that's what happened.
And was it a complete or incomplete in terms of your spinal column?
Incomplete.
So incomplete, when they say incomplete, that basically means, oh, there's a possibility you could walk again. That, is that what they were saying or no?
So as far as like feeling and movement, I have feeling in my quads and my hamstrings. I can feel a little bit in my calves. My feet are really, I can only feel temperature there. So, but I don't have anything below the knee as far as movement.
So you end up, the family goes to Arizona, watch the 2017 National Basketball Championships, right? Collegiate Championships. Mm-hmm. And how long was that after? So that's like, what, about a year after your accident?
Yeah, so that's about, it's not even a year. It's about like 6 months.
Oh, about 6 months after your accident, okay. And you're down there, and after the championship game, you run into the great Bill Walton at Dateland?
Yes, sir. Small little town on the Jerry Garcia Highway. My uncle wanted to, he said on the way to San Diego, he said, hey, we got to stop by Dateland and pick up a date shake. And so we waited there a good while. Just to, you know, try out the date shake. And my mom wanted a Caesar salad from Quiznos there. So in that time, we ended up meeting with Bill Walton there.
So you just run into Bill, and the idea was just to get a photo with him?
Yeah, so I thought that was going to be the highlight of my trip. Was, hey, you know, I got a picture with Bill Walton, went out to San Diego. You know, this is great.
And what did he say to you?
So the thing that really caught me off guard was we were in the gas station. And while we were there, you know, everybody else who, you know, happened to recognize him wanted to talk about, you know, the college championship, you know, da-da-da, basketball. But that really wasn't Bill's focus. He reached out and he said, hey, you know, you're going to be great on the team. He's like, I work with the Challenge Athletes Foundation. It's a great organization. They do great things. He's like, I want you to check it out. And anytime anybody wanted to ask about, you know, basketball, he just kind of went back to his conversation about the Challenge Athletes Foundation.
And did he tell you, in your typical Bill Walton, Mac, what's your sport? What do you want to do?
So he asked me, he said, Mac, you know, this, what is your sport? And I told him basketball because that's what I thought I was going to do. He said, you need to try cycling. You're going to ride with us. And of course, at the time, I didn't know what the...
What does that mean?
Athletes Foundation was, or the Million Dollar Challenge.
Yeah.
He said I was going to be a hand cyclist.
Right.
He said, oh, I don't know. So many athletes, they're going to ride with us. And, you know, at that point of first meeting him in a gas station, I was like, oh, yeah, no, sure. I'm sure everybody gets that or something. I was like, yeah, there's no way. But not much longer, I ended up riding with you guys in the Million Dollar Challenge.
And so you were doing like 20 miles a day at the Million Dollar Challenge?
Mm-hmm.
On a hand cycle, and you'd never ridden a hand cycle before?
I'd never ridden a hand cycle. The best I had done or furthest I had gone was about three to 5 miles on a local trail.
Yeah.
They just try and get people in the community to come out and just see what adaptive equipment they can use to get out of the house and get some exercise. But I had never taken it to the level of, you know, reaching goals like 20 miles a day.
Now, did Bill also say, you need to come to San Diego and live at my house?
Not exactly. He did say that I need to come to San Diego, that it was the promised land.
Yeah.
That it was God's gift to the world. He's not a big fan of the East Coast.
And he wanted to find you a sport.
He did. He was really passionate about helping out and finding something I could do, but at least something that I wanted to do, something I was passionate about. It didn't necessarily be cycling, but something that I could get involved with.
And the next thing you know, you're in a wheelchair basketball chair.
Mm-hmm. So after that meeting, I was back home and was just scrolling through Facebook and saw a ad for Auburn Wheelchair Basketball Camp. It said $50. And at that point in my life, I really didn't have much going on except for therapy. And I said, you know, hey, like, hopefully if I sign up, maybe, you know, my mom will help out, take me down there. I can get out of the house. It'll be an experience. And when I went down there, I found, you know, it was actually awkward because I was 19 years old and the camp was for people like 8 to 12.
Right, right. Yeah. But you're brand new.
There's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think the oldest kid was like 16, maybe.
Yeah.
And I was the brand new kid who, you know, was already in college and I had 8-year-olds running circles around me, dribbling basketball, and I couldn't go anywhere. So it was a new experience completely to me. But after about 2 days of camp, you know, the coach saw some potential. He said, hey, you know, we're trying to build a team here. We're trying to start something new. And said, if you'd like to join, we'd love to have you.
Wow. So they're just launching their wheelchair basketball program.
Just launched it, yeah. So for a while, they had been just a community league.
Mm-hmm.
And just 2 years, just 2 years ago, I guess, so when I was there, it was the first year of it being part of the collegiate division. So it was a brand new program as far as like having collegiate athletes, so athletes that are in college and wanted to compete at that D1 level.
And so are you playing for Auburn University?
Yes, sir, I am.
How cool is that? Now, how many years have you played now? Has it just been the 1 year or 2 years?
2 years, so I'm coming up on my third season.
Wow. And have you seen big improvement?
I've seen a lot of improvement, Eric. Seeing just as far as like court awareness and basic skills, I've seen a lot of improvement. So it's been a journey for sure, but looking to keep moving on with it, seeing how far I can go.
So during all this, what was the low point for you?
The low point was, I would say, when I was at home. I sat around a lot. It was just me. I couldn't drive. I didn't have any mobility. And it was big because my friends were just, you know, an hour away down the road at school, living the same life, you know. And it necessarily wasn't easy to go back up there every day and hang out and do things. They had different schedules. So it was just me trying to figure out what was my next move. What was I going to do? Because life had completely flipped over on its head for me.
Yeah.
I was just lost. Really had to redefine who I was, because for a long time, I guess, walking had been a part of my identity.
Sure.
Being an athlete and standing. And without that, I was kind of like, it's kind of shaken. So that was a real low point for me.
And then meeting Bill Walton turned everything around.
It did. It did. That was a chance meeting that I don't think I'll ever forget. That's it's been life-changing.
And then through this, when you go up to Million Dollar Challenge, I'm guessing it's one of the first times you've actually spent time with other challenge athletes, other people in wheelchairs, people missing legs. What was that experience like?
So that was really, it was just cool to see, I guess, the elite people of like elite athletes with disabilities of all sorts, just doing amazing things. I had met a few athletes, you know, around with wheelchair basketball that I'd seen some, but nothing like the accomplishments of, you know, like anybody at the Challenge Athletes Foundation.
When you look back at that chance, I mean, it's a chance meeting with Bill Walton. The next thing you know, you're out in San Diego, you're riding 20 miles a day on a hand cycle, and then you're playing for Auburn University. It's almost like something was meant to be.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, me and my mom talk about it sometimes, and it was so fast. You know, a lot of times that people, it's usually like a couple years before people get involved or go back to school and get involved in sports. But that chance meeting just kind of propelled everything. And I decided to go back to school, just pack my bags and say, hey, let's go for it. And, you know, within, I finally got down to school. It was honestly before a year of my first injury and a first year paraversary. And I just sat there and kind of looked back at all the events that had gone into getting here and everything that had gone down, and it's honestly, I think it was more than just chance. I think it was fate.
How are you different now than you were before? How has this changed you?
Now I've got a lot better perspective, I'd say. I'm a lot more appreciative of life. The whole injury, you know, kind of showed me how fragile life and the human body is. Coming out of school, I was 18, you know, coming in high and mighty, thought, you know, invincible, didn't think
sure.
The world could do anything to me. And then something like this, you know, like I said before, I'd been injured.
Yeah.
And, you know, had gone to the hospital and everything. But this was one of the first times that I'd gone to the hospital and there wasn't a solution. There wasn't an easy fix and it was something that couldn't be replaced. So it's really taught me about decision making and, you know, going for it because you only get one life. So it's definitely changed my perspective.
I saw you at Summer League, the NBA Summer League, and you're working there for the NBA. That had to be pretty fun.
Yes, sir. I've had a great time out here in Las Vegas. Enjoyed myself at the Summer League. Got to meet a lot of new friends, a lot of new great people, and see a lot of good basketball.
What a great experience, man. And how important has Challenge Athletes Foundation been to you?
Challenge Athletes Foundation has been everything for me. They've helped me. They're my support network. Like I said, Bill's connected me with a lot of the Challenge athletes through there. Talking with Andre and Brandon Lyons.
Yep.
There's a lot of athletes out there that, you know, that I look up to, and follow, you know, social media and just kind of see what they're up to. But it's challenge athletes. It's helped me get to Auburn, helped me accomplish everything that I've gotten to today. Like I said, they've really helped support and propel me forward, and keep on going. Because a lot of times, a lot of people don't end up back in school or back into sport for a couple of years. It takes a while for that transition.
What's next for you?
What's next? So right now, I am working on graduating next year. I'm studying accounting, so I had an internship with PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Wow.
And I'm working with them, looking to enter the field of public accounting, and see what goes from there.
That is so cool. Well, Mac, we love having you part of the CAF family, man. And do you see one day doing that whole $1 million challenge ride, 620 miles, 7 days?
One of these days, when I get some, when basketball kind of fades away, and I can spend more time really training, because I know you guys are, these guys are serious out there. There's some big hills.
There are some big hills. So do you get, now that you've been very, very visible, do you get other people and other families reaching out to you who are basically going through what you went through a couple years ago?
Yeah. So actually, about a year ago, I got a message from a kid who, and he followed me on Instagram.
Yeah.
I kind of looked at his profile picture, and he had just one picture of himself in the hospital. And he seemed a lot like me. He had made a joke after being in a wheelchair. He said, you know, don't sit on balconies. And it was similar to what I had, he said, my friend, I sent a picture that said, you know, when your mom steps on a crack, break your back. My friend got a kick out of that. But I saw him, and he was actually about a couple miles away from my house, and he had done the exact same thing.
No way.
Sat on the balcony, had fallen off, and had suffered a spinal cord injury. And we had a mutual friend who got us in touch together. And so when I was able to talk to him, I could tell, you know, he was in a similar state to where I was at. He was at home. His friends were off at college. He was 18. They had all just moved off. And he was in a tough spot. And I told him, you know, like the whole initial, like, how'd you get hurt? What happened? I was like, that we didn't even have to talk about that.
No.
The exact same thing happened. Like I've been there. We've both done that. I was like, so what's, and so I've kept in touch with him and tried to help him out getting through to the next step.
Very cool. Well, again, Mac, thanks so much for everything you're doing for CAF. It's great to have you part of the family, and hopefully we'll get you back out here in San Diego soon.
Hopefully to see you guys there.
Mac Johnson has been our guest again. This is Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by UCAN. Perform, workout, energize. That's generationucan.com. By VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shop. By Polar, winners are made of blood, sweat, and data. By our Challenge Athletes Foundation, we just sent out 3,260 grants totaling $4.8 million. Keep Challenge Athletes in the game of life through sport. To help out, go to challengedathletes.org. And you can check out any of our interviews on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Babbittville.com. As always, endurance lives here.